Okay, so today we're doing a deep dive into something that sounds maybe a bit dry on the surface. China's November 1st, 2025 gold VAT policy.
Right, and the public story, the one you probably heard, was pretty straightforward. Just a tax, to help government finances.
Exactly, bolster government revenue was the phrase. But our mission here is to show you why that narrative is almost certainly, well, a deliberate misdirection.
Absolutely. I mean, you saw reports from high credibility sources, Bloomberg, others. It created this sort of instant feel of consensus.
Like everyone agreed.
But when you trace it back, the policy announcement itself, it really came from just one place, the Ministry of Finance, a state source.
Okay, let's really unpack this then. If it's not primarily about tax money, what's the real goal? What we found points to a strategic three-part objective, really crucial for state security.
Yeah, three things: capital control, state accumulation, and sanction evasion.
And they're all linked.
Well, very interconnected. This isn't just tweaking the tax code. It feels much more like structural groundwork, maybe for financial conflict or geopolitical maneuvering.
So the official line connects it to, like, the struggling property market needing more funds. But why is that claim suspect? I mean, wouldn't any extra revenue help, even a little?
Well, it's about scale. You have to look at the sheer size of China's fiscal problem. The source material points to this enormous fiscal black hole.
How big are we talking?
We're talking a consolidated fiscal deficit for 2025 around 12.5 trillion yuan, give or take.
12.5 trillion.
Yeah, that's like 8.8% of their GDP. It's a huge structural gap. So the money from a retail gold VAT, it's quantifiably tiny against that number.
Just insignificant.
Completely. A fiscal rounding error, as the analysis put it. The effort to implement this just doesn't square with the potential revenue.
Okay, so the money's negligible. The motive must be something else. It points towards control. Let's hit objective one, capital control. You mentioned the Golden Tax Project.
Right, GTS Phase 3, the Golden Tax Project. Think of it as this incredibly sophisticated big data surveillance system. It links the State Taxation Administration directly with the banks, all the banks. And this new VAT policy, the way it's structured, it basically acts as a data integration event.
A data integration event here.
Meaning it's designed to force the entire domestic gold retail supply chain, all the private buying and selling onto this GTS grid.
So every private gold transaction gets linked to an individual's digital tax ID. It kills the anonymity.
Exactly. Kills the anonymity. And that's clearly aimed at deterring capital flight, which has been a huge problem.
Oh, huge.
Well, look at Q2 2025 alone, a deficit, an outflow of about $136.9 billion, just one quarter. Fiscal gold has been one of the last ways for people to move wealth out somewhat discreetly.
So plugging that leak. But then why make it harder for citizens to buy gold if you're worried about outflows? That seems counterintuitive.
Ah, but that brings us neatly to objective two, state accumulation. The Chinese state, mainly the PBOC, the central bank.
People's Bank of China?
They've been buying gold at a record pace. It's part of their bigger, long-term de-dollarization strategy. But here's the twist. They're kind of in a secret war for gold with their own citizens.
A war with their own people for gold. How much do citizens even hold?
Estimates are massive. Around 24,698 tons held privately, maybe more.
Wow, nearly 25,000 tons. That's like a massive shadow reserve outside state hands.
Exactly. So by making gold slightly more expensive or cumbersome for regular folks to buy via this VAT mechanism, the state basically reduces the internal competition.
It clears the decks a bit.
It clears the domestic market, making it easier for the PBOC to keep up its own quiet accumulation without driving prices up quite so much internally.
Clever. Okay, third objective, sanction evasion. How does this domestic tax policy link to, say, Russian gold?
Okay, so we saw this already happening. Imports of Russian gold are jumped massively, something like 80% in the first half of 2025 alone.
80%.
So by routing all gold transactions, domestic and imported refinables, through the state-controlled Shanghai Gold Exchange, the SGE, and simultaneously logging everything on that golden tax grid, China creates what looks like a perfectly transparent, state-auditable domestic ledger.
Wait, hang on. If it's auditable, doesn't that make it easier to track sanctioned gold? How does that help evasion?
Auditable by the state. You see, they're using their own advanced data system to create a veneer of complete domestic control and legitimacy. Once gold enters their SGDT's ecosystem, its origin can be effectively, well, let's say, recontextualized under sovereign authority.
So it's like laundering, but using hyper-transparency within their own closed system as the mechanism.
That's a good way to put it. Laundering sanctioned assets in plain sight by asserting total sovereign control over the assets tracking after it enters their domain.
Okay, so putting it all together. Control capital flight, accumulate gold for the state by reducing citizen competition, and evade sanctions using a state-controlled ledger. It's quite a strategic package.
It really is. Far more than just a simple tax adjustment. It's about financial architecture and geopolitical positioning.
Which leads to a final thought, something for you, the listener, to consider.
Yeah, think about the reaction, or rather the lack of reaction, from the World Gold Council, the WGC.
Their entire mission is promoting gold demand, right?
Globally,
Yes.
yes. Yet on this policy, which everyone agrees makes retail gold buying in China harder or more expensive, complete silence from the WGC. Zero commentary.
That is strange.
Doesn't that suggest they're treating this not just as some technical tax rule, but as something much more sensitive, like a sovereign geopolitical action?
That makes sense. Their silence speaks volumes, really. It just underlines that gold today isn't just about inflation hedges anymore. It's operating as a top-tier geopolitical asset.
Absolutely. Something to keep his close eye on.